Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
With a great deal of trepidation and sadness, I'm here because a video, and the headlines speaks to it, House to vote on censoring Republican Mr. Gosar, who shared violent video targeting a member of Congress.
Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee spoke about a now-deleted anime video posted by Arizona Republican Representative Paul Gosar to his social media accounts, depicting Gosar killing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. The House voted Wednesday to censure Gosar and strip him of his committee assignments. It is only the 24th time a member has been censured. The Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing Wednesday on a new term for FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel. The 9-year veteran commissioner talked about the need for adding funding to Biden's Build Back Better Act to address the nation's internet connectivity gap among students.
I just don't want to have to stop until we connect every child everywhere so no student is locked out of the virtual classroom.
Republican Arkansas Senator John Bozeman and others criticized the Biden administration on inflation and the cost of Thanksgiving-related goods and services, calling for a stop of, quote, reckless government spending.
This is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving for American families in history. The turkey itself is going to be 18% higher than it was last year. Other costs, eggs, poultry, fish, meats, year over year, have increased 11.9%.
More than 100,000 people died last year from fatal drug overdoses, a first in U.S. history, according to the CDC. Experts blame the surge on the spread of more dangerous street drugs and disruptions to drug treatment programs caused by the pandemic. Texas Republican Representative Dr. Michael Burgess reacted to the news.
But certainly we cannot just stand by while 100,000 of our fellow citizens are stricken by this condition.
Former Trump political strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to federal charges for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon was indicted last week on 2 counts of contempt of Congress. Finally, the state of Georgia has rested its case in the trial of 3 white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black jogger. The medical examiner who performed the autopsy testified Arbery died after being shot 3 times at close range. 2 bullets hit him, including one that tore a hole in the center of his chest. The defense began presenting its case yesterday. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.